Little Lawyers in Love seemed like an appropriate song. For our next guest, he plays Luke Watkins in the hit series All Rise, which is moving to OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network. Starting tomorrow night, we're talking about actor J. Alex Brinson. Carrie had a chance to catch up with him earlier today.
Jay, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, man, it's an honor.
Well, let's start with the return of All Rise, which will begin its third season tomorrow, June 7th at 8 p.m. on OWN. Now, season two, for fans, know, it ended with a lot of the characters' lives in flux. For your character, Luke Watkins, that means he's preparing to make the shift to the public defender's office. As an actor, how important is the evolution of this character as you continue to portray him now for the third season?
Your question. What's a great question. You know, I think growth, evolution, change is really important. You know what I mean? And I think, who doesn't want to grow? Who doesn't want to live their fullest potential, right? So I think it's super important that he tries to continue to evolve, to, you know, become the best version of himself in his work and his personal life. But it's exciting for Luke this season because he's more confident in understanding what he likes and what he doesn't like, what he wants and what he doesn't want, you know? It's exciting.
Yeah. Now, Luke also professed his love for Emily as she was leaving on a journey of self-discovery. I think a lot of All Rise fans may be most excited about a season three to see exactly how that relationship plays out as we rejoin them, 6 months later, right?
Yeah, you know, it's exciting. It's exciting, yeah. I love working with Jessica Camacho. She's just a beautiful human being. And, you know, we have a lot of great stuff coming in this third season. It is a journey. It is an evolution. You know, I think at the beginning of the season, they're not exactly sure what they want to do, you know. But they evolve and they're starting to figure it out, you know.
Now, season two presented challenges beyond that of a typical season with the production happening under COVID protocols. And that was reflected in your show's reality as well. How does that affect your performance as an actor?
Okay, so, you know, I'll be completely transparent. You know, acting in a mask is very difficult.
I would think so, yes.
You don't have like 60% of your face, you know? So it's very difficult. And there's a choreography to like holding the mask up and bringing it down. But the thing is, it was safety first. And we got through the season without having any COVID shutdowns, without, you know, any real significant harm to anyone in our cast and crew. So we did get through it successfully, but it was very, very challenging in that the mask and the plexiglass. It was really hard. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and I think that you guys got through it without any, you know, any outbreaks. Speaks to the dedication of the cast and the crew to this show that comes across on the screen.
Exactly.
As well.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we have a really good team, and we really enjoy each other. We have a lot of fun. You know, guest actors come on and say, wow, this is like the best set I've ever worked on, and we really appreciate that, you know.
We're talking with J. Alex Brinson, star of All Rise, which is debuting its third season tomorrow night at 8 p.m. on OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network. Jay, growing up in West Philadelphia, you battled both dyslexia and poverty, and after discovering theater, you attended Philadelphia Creative Performing Arts High School. You excelled there, went on to Juilliard, where you attended for 4 years.
Wow.
Does the work ethic you brought to your education and now to the roles that you play begin with the examples that your mother gave you growing up? Is that?
You know what, man? I need to talk to my therapist right now. I think so. I think you just broke that down so well. You know, I think it has to. You know, my mom worked 3 jobs to send me to that school so that I could learn how to read. And I think I definitely took that in, I definitely took that in. And I work harder now today than I've ever worked in my life. And I feel like, you know, I'm not sure it's supposed to be like that, you know, but I think it's just because of the purpose and the why and the heartbeat behind it. And I think you're right. You know, I think I've seen my mom work so hard to give me an opportunity. And my gratitude keeps me going. My gratitude is my drive. So I think you're right. Absolutely.
Well, I mean, that work ethic paid off because one of your biggest breaks in television was you had a small 3-episode arc on the show Travelers, which is a great little sci-fi yeah. show. That ethic and, yeah. and your attention to detail of the role led to a 3-year role on that series. How important was that yeah. to your career?
Oh, man. So my mentor and friend, Eric McCormick, was an EP and the star of that series. And that was life-changing. Being able to see him work and his approach to, like, his work ethic is like, oh, my gosh. Like, the guy is a monster, you know. And then he does, like, plays on the weekend. It's like a masterclass. No, yeah, I got really lucky because, you know, I had this little 3-series guest arc. And I worked really hard. I tried to make it as authentic as I possibly could. And they honored me by bringing me back and bringing me back and bringing me back. And it was that show that helped me transition down to Los Angeles and kind of, you know, be ready and prepared for All Rise.
So,
super grateful for that.
You, as prolific as your acting is and as great as that is, you do a lot more off camera as well. You've got a you and your wife Sarah founded a GB Group Creative. You have your own independent yeah. music label. You've got your own production company yeah. for film. Now, can we talk about one of your most recent endeavors? Right.
Yeah.
Can we talk about one of your most recent endeavors, TB Art House?
Yeah. So, you know, I love art. And, you know, I think as you continue to express yourself and in different meetings, you're trying to find what connects and resonates with people in the audience and what will have the biggest impact. Mm. And, you know, television is important, film is important, but painting and art is really important. And there are a lot of people that in years to come will understand what we were going through in this moment by the paintings that we create and the art that we make and the sculptures that we make and what materials we use and what colors we're feeling and connecting to. So I think that art is really important to reflect the times that we can then learn from it in the future for our civilization. So I love art, and ultimately what we're trying to do is just support it in every way that we can by facilitating the opportunity of new artists, collaborating with new audiences, and it's really exciting. It's really, really exciting.
It is, and I wish we had more time to talk with you, Jay. If you want to find out more about all of Jay's projects, you find him on the web at jalexbrinson.com. Jay, thanks so much for taking some time to talk with us today.
Hey, man, we'll see you tomorrow for the premiere. Thank you so much.